The story of America has no finer an example of perseverance, brilliance, and accomplishment than Ida B. Wells. She valiantly navigated a path of courage and strength and trumpeted the call to justice and equality, setting an example that continues to resonate for me and millions of others. Born into slavery in Mississippi, the state where I was raised, she saw the promise of Reconstruction and survived the scourge of white supremacy that followed. Despite a nation that ignored her humanity and shunned her potential, she understood that her capacity stretched deeper and wider than the definitions of white supremacy and of patriarchy. Like Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, she crafted her own narrative, and in so doing became a clarion for our soul's deepest ambitions, justice. A journalist, scholar, and activist, she wove together the ability to investigate and animate issues that robbed Blacks of full participation in the citizenship granted by the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. In 1892, when white men lynched her good friend Tom Moss in Memphis, she confronted the racism that sought to legitimize murder by vigilantes. She decried lynching and, moreover, demanded action from leaders who failed to protect their citizens. So affecting were her calls to action, her newspaper offices in Memphis were blown up. Though exiled from the South for more than 20 years, Wells became emboldened rather than silenced by the attack. The tenacity, ferocity, and dedication to justice of this former slave girl from rural Mississippi challenged the moral core of America, and her strategic vision for change transformed the lives of millions. From co-founding the NAACP to producing a compendium of investigations that shocked the conscience of leaders, she redefined what leadership could and should look like. In particular, she furthered the role of women in the fight for justice, and she led without apology in an era when the words of women were not expected to be heard and where Black women were summarily dismissed. Ida B. Wells refused to be dismissed. Because of the witness and work of Ida Wells and those she girded for the fight, we as a nation have made critical progress. Yet, we find ourselves at a crucial turning point in our history. When the forces that sought to silence her and to reestablish oppression seem to gain strength each day. From the tragedy of family separations to the glib invocation of nativism, those charged with maintaining our progress have instead reignited the most infernal instincts of the past. In these moments, passionate for justice serves as a welcome and timely reminder of power of witness in our nation's history. I am grateful to Nib Stroop and Catherine Meeks for bringing forth this testimony to the life and ministry of Ida Wells. In this work, they reflect upon the power of Wells's life, as well as the dynamic of race and gender that sought to limit her and continues to constrict access into the present age. I have been awed by Reverend Stroop during his long and effective ministry at multicultural Oakhurst Presbyterian Church, where he met scripture with action. Together with the scholarship and insight of Dr. Meeks, they have produced this critical work to help revive the heroism of Ida Wells, not only restoring our understanding of her unflinching example, but reminding each of us to find our place in the perennial fight for justice. Through their exposition, we rediscover a model for diminishing those forces of repression and oppression in our individual and communal lives. In her honor, we are called to acknowledge the depth of those oppressive powers in our time, and to be like Wells, to seek a new way of liberty and justice for all. Ida Wells confronted the evils of her time with a determination to compel America to live up to its highest ideals. Her example continues to guide the work of millions, including my own, as we in our own ways work to reaffirm the humanity of all and the potential for more. I applaud Nibs and Catherine for their efforts, a robust inquiry that produced such a transformative statement about the meaning of Wells's life for the 21st century. They honor the life of Ida B. Wells, a life carved out of the hardscrabble ground of slavery, white supremacy, and oppression of women, especially Black women. In Passionate for Justice, we find a compass that points us to the future, where we can each give voice and action to justice, equity, and life-giving community. Ida Wells would have had it no other way. Stacey Abrams, 2018 Democratic nominee for governor of Georgia, founder of Fair Fight Action, founder of Fair Count, New York Times bestselling author of Lead from the Outside.